Visit Strider.consulting to see their full list of services and request your quote today. Strider Consulting is a proud supporter of Mountain Home Bombers Athletics. Strider Consulting, engineering our future.
White River Materials has earned a reputation for producing industry-leading, high-quality results. They have the experience and equipment to perform each project quickly, safely, and cost-efficiently. Privately owned and operated, White River Materials prides themselves in quality work with the customer's best interest in mind. If you need limestone or concrete products, or someone to do the job correctly the first time, give White River Materials a call today at 425-3431 or 425-4510.
It is going to be Alma's ball to start this second quarter, as Mountain Home leading 16-10 right now.
You know, Matt, when you, good first quarter. We're up 16-10. When you get in here and you play on the road in the conference, you just want to weather the storm in that first quarter, kind of settle in, and let's see how things go from here.
Jordan Gramlich with it. Her three-pointer is blocked. Jaden Gramlich comes up with the ball, goes in for the layup. Good. Jaden Gramlich, her first two of the night. 16-12, Lady Bombers up as we're 22 seconds into the second quarter. Husky gets by her defender, goes in for the layup, good.
Ends up about 3 feet out of bounds after getting fouled. No call, way to finish strong with the ball for Parker.
This has been a physical game so far. Parker with it on the left side, is met by a double team, but gets out to Jordan Gramlich. Over on the right side, it goes to Poole. Now they're rotating the ball. McCart puts up the three near the left corner, good.
Just good ball movement right there by Alma.
McCart with her first 3 points of the night. 18-15, Mountain Home leading by one possession. Moore dribbles toward the free throw line, puts up the jumper, won't go. And now they're going to call McCart for the displacement foul.
Yeah, that's the right call.
Anna McCart picks up her first personal foul, team foul number one against the Lady Bombers here in the second quarter. 7:03 left to play in the first half. Lady Bombers up by three right now. 18-15, our score. It is going to be Jordan Gramlich inbounding it to Demaya Parker. She'll give it to Poole, who will give it back to Parker. Parker gets it across timeline. It's met by a double team. Trying to figure out where to go with it. And Alma's going to take a timeout to avoid a turnover.
Yeah, that's what we're looking to do on that run and jump is get them trapped right there.
So we'll break with 6:51. Let's play in the first half. It is Mountain Home leading Alma 18-15. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
At Arvest Bank, we're ready to help turn your money into more money. With Arvest 7-month no penalty CD, you get a guaranteed rate of 5.00 annual percentage yield, earning interest on day one. Plus unexpected flexibility. If you need to withdraw early, there's no penalty, unlike most CDs. Now that's helpful. Open an account today at arvest.com/flexible savings or at any of our 200-plus locations. Member FDIC, $1,000 minimum to open. No withdrawals permitted within the first 6 days.
Well, Alma already using up all of their 30-second timeouts with 6:51 left to play in the first half. They'll inbound the ball. Mount Home up 18-15. McCart inbounds it to Poole, who dribbles to the right corner, and it's called for the double dribble. It's not how you want to come out of the timeout.
No, they got it to her. It was good help defense. They didn't realize she thought she turned the corner and was going to go get a layup, but Parker was right there, and she picked up the ball. She's like, uh-oh.
Yep. Husky will walk the ball across the timeline for the Lady Bombers. Dribbles over, throws over to Yonkers on the left side to McCarn near the low block. She puts up the turnaround jumper. No good. Ball goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Alma. Mount Home will have a fresh 35.
Yeah, good hustle by Witten in there, kind of mixing it up, getting Mount Home an extra possession on that offensive glass.
Husky will inbound the ball underneath the basket. Trying to figure out where to go. He gets it to Yonkers in the right corner. She'll dribble out to the wing. Gives up top to Husky. She's going to put up the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound is controlled by, I believe, Jordan Gramlich. Yep.
I see the aggressive Parker tonight, though.
Yeah, I know. Absolutely. Jordan Gramlich going up for the runner. Won't go, and Yonkers gets the rebound. Back on the Lady Bombers.
Yo, we got numbers. We got numbers. We got one coming behind you. Someone let her know.
Yep. Yonkers loses the handle of the ball, picks it up. Now she's going to put up the long three-pointer. Won't go, and the rebound is controlled by Jordan Gramlich. She'll throw it into the front court to Parker. Parker dribbling up to the top. 5:56 left to play in the first half. Lady Bombers up by three. Ball is with Jaden Gramlich. She will dribble to the left elbow, goes to the low block, goes in for the layup. Good. Jane Gramlich with four on the night. Down to a one-point game. 5:40 left to play in the first half. 18-17, Lady Bombers up. Ball goes to McCarn on the low block. Lose the handle. The ball gets it back. Gets it to Husky on the right wing. She's going to dribble to the corner. Now trying to figure out where to go with it. Tries to throw it to Yonkers. Yonkers has to save it in, but right into the hands of Jaden Gramlich. Turnover against the Lady Bombers, and Alma has a chance to get the lead back. Ball goes over to McCart. She's going to put up the three-pointer. Good.
Yeah, she is just hot over there from that corner. We need to know where she's at. She's got nine, I think, points already.
Six, actually.
Six, okay. That's two she's hit over there?
Yep. That's our sixth lead change as Alma's up 20-18. And I thought Mount Tom was going to get the lead back, but Yonkers couldn't hit the three, and Jordan Gramlich got the rebound. Boy, she's been all over the boards tonight. She's going to go into the lane for the runner. A basket counts, and she is fouled. Jordan Gramlich with nine already, and she's about to be in double figures. Who they call that foul on there?
Jaylee Yonkers, I believe.
Okay, that is her first personal foul, team foul number two against the Lady Bombers here in the second quarter. She's going to come out of the game, and so is Anna McCarn. As Bailey Rittenberg comes in back in, and so does Libby Fosnes. Jordan Gramlich's free throw is up. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Coleman. 22-18, Greenbrier up. 4:50 left to play in the first half. Husky dribbles to the left side, gives it there to Rittenberg. Rittenberg takes the screen, gives up top to Coleman. Over to Moore on the right. Moore's going to dribble to the right elbow, lose the handle of the ball, but Foster's there to pick it up. Over to Husky on the left, her three-pointer, no good, and the rebound is controlled by Jordan Gramlich once again.
Yeah, Gramlich's all over the boards. Mountain Home's having a tough time with her.
Jordan Gramlich dribbles to the top, gives over to Parker on the left side. And now fouls will be called before her layup attempt. See where they get that one. They're going to give that one to Lakin Moore, I believe. As her first personal foul, 13th foul against Mountain Home here in the second quarter. Jordan Gramlich comes out of the game as she'll be replaced by Briella Hughes.
Lady Bombers have, yeah, that's what I was about to say. Lady Bombers have a tough time right now on their defensive rotation. Force a change, and sure enough, we have. We switched to 1-3-1.
Ball goes to McCart. She's going to try another three in the left corner. This one won't go, and the rebound is chased down by Rittenberg, and she's fouled.
Yeah, it's always difficult. So these refs have allowed us to play up until this point, right? And so that's the last two fouls have been little kind of tic-tac fouls on both teams, one on us and one on them. It's hard in the game to get the flow of what do we got going on and how's this game being called.
You give the one to Kylie Poole. That's her first personal foul, team foul number one against Lady Airedales. Ball goes over to Rittenberg on the left side. She dribbles to the free throw line, loses the handle of the ball, but she gets bailed out by a foul. And that's going to be Poole's second personal foul, second team foul here in the second quarter against the Lady Airedales. Chloe Gregory and Isabella Bell Benson coming back in for Alma, replacing Jaden Gramlich and also Kylie Poole. 3:54 left to play in the half. Husky inbounds it to Coleman, who's by herself, goes in for the layup, won't go, and the ball goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Mount Tom.
Just got absolutely hammered, Matt. I mean, yeah. This is – But you got to finish that. You got to finish through contact.
Yeah. I mean, when you're that wide open to start underneath the basket.
Yeah, you got to finish that.
Yep. Parker will walk the ball across the timeline for the Lady Airedales. Throws over to McCart. She's going to try another three on the left side. This one misses everything, and Rittenberg gets a rebound. She's quickly into the front court. Rittenberg throws it to Husky on the left side. She's going to try for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Gregory.
Mountain Home getting good shots. They're just not falling. I'd like to see us push a little bit more like we did right there. Bailey, good job pushing in on the offensive side and see if we can't get some easy buckets that way.
3:15 left to play in the half. 22-18, Alma with the ball in the lead. Ball goes to Benson in the paint. She goes in for the layup. Good. Isabel Benson with her first 2 points of the night. It's a six-point lead for Alma, 24-18 our score. A little over 3 minutes left in the half. Husky with it on the right side, gets there to Moore. Moore's going to dribble into lane, just gets by a bunch of defenders for the layup. Good.
That's what needs to happen right there. Lakin needs to take over this game on the offensive side. Put your head down, get around the corner, and once you get around the corner, then you go score.
She's got seven on the night, 24-20, Alma up. 2:44 left in the half. Ball goes to Hughes. Now over to McCart. Now Parker has it. She dribbles on the right side. Down to Gregory in the corner. Back to Parker. To Benson in the paint. Back to Gregory. Over to Parker. Over to McCart on the left side. Down to 8 on the shot clock. Ball goes to Hughes. Back to McCart. She dribbles into the lane. Gives it to Gregory. She goes up for the layup. Too strong. And it's going to be a foul on the rebound attempt. They're going to give that one to Alma.
Yeah, good job boxing out by Witten. Over the back call. You know, that Mountain Home played good defense right there. And they swung the ball several times, Alma, and we had a good defensive set. Now let's see if we can score off of that stop.
I believe that one gave that one to Isabel Benson. That's her first personal foul, team foul number 3 against Lady Airedale. She comes out of the game as she'll be replaced by Jaden Gramlich. Jordan Gramlich came back in for Alma as well as Kylie Poole took a seat. I think may have had one other sub. Mount Home also brought in some subs. Anna McCarron comes back in. Oh, wow, what a good pass by Bailey Redberg to a cutting Lakin Moore for the layup.
Nice little set play right there.
Back to a one-possession game, 24-22. Alma up, back the other way, pulling up for the three. Way too strong with it was Jaden Gramlich, and Mount Home gets the rebound. Rittenberg with another board. Ball goes to Moore. She fakes out her defender, drills to the right elbow for the jumper. Good, we're tied back up.
I told you, Lakin just needed to get hot and take over on the offensive side, and she's done just like that.
Our fourth tie, 24-all. Lakin Moore now with 11. Here's Parker with it. Gives it to Jordan Gramlich. She's going to go up for the long three-pointer. Won't go. And McCarron gets the rebound. Mount Home has a chance to get the lead back. Oh, just as I say that, McCarron's pass was way too high, and Demaya Parker's right there for the steal. She's going to dribble to the three-point line. Gives it to Hughes. Back to Parker. Try to throw it to cutting Gregory, but Husky is there to knock it away. Good heads-up play by Parker Husky to knock that ball away. It will be Alma's ball on the baseline. With 1:14 left to play in the half. McKinley McCart's going to come back in for Alma, replacing Breela Hughes. 24-all our score. Parker inbounds the ball on the baseline, gets it in to Jaden Gramlich. She now has 6 on the night, and Alma's back on top.
Yeah, Coach Leonard not happy with that. That's just way too easy. That's just one move and a bounce pass.
Yonker is going in for the layup. She'll be fouled on the way up and head to the free throw line with 1:01 left in the half. See who they give that foul to.
23 or 32? 23, it looks like.
Yep, that is Jaden Gramlich's, believe, first personal foul. That's the last foul Alma has to give this half. So Jaya the Yonker is at the free throw line for the first time tonight. She has 2 points so far this evening. First shot is up, bounces around and falls in. Witten Coleman coming back in for Mountain Home as she'll replace Lakin Moore. So if Yonkers gets this next one, we'll have our fifth tie of the night. We've also had 6 lead changes.
Yeah, Mountain Home gets the ball to start the second half. Let's see if we can get a stop and a score and then kind of double up here in this middle part of that middle 2 minutes of the game.
She does get the second free throw. We're knotted up at 26. Parker throws it.
Yep.
Tries to throw it to Jordan Gramlich, but Mountain Home's there for the steal. Coleman couldn't get the layup, but Rindberg's there to put it back up and in. I'm sorry, that's Yonkers with it. And so we have our seventh lead change. Now Tom up 28-26. Here's McCart with on the right side.
I've given up on Witten making layups, Matt. I'm just going to be honest with you.
I'm not saying a word. Jaden Gramlich will throw it to Gregory in the left corner. Her three-pointer is up and in. Chloe Gregory with her first 3 points, and we've got our eighth lead change. 29-28. Alma up. 17 seconds left to play in the half. See if Husky can answer with a three. She does!
Great job right there by the senior coming in, stepping into a wide-open three.
And back quickly comes Gregory. She's going to go in for the layup. Shot's blocked from behind by McCarn. And Jaden Gramlich couldn't get the follow, but she drew contact, and she'll head to the free throw line with 3.1 left to play in the half.
Yeah, Anna McCarn did a good job on the first block, came over on the second, got a block on top, but I think she got her with her body.
That is McCarn's second personal foul, 14th foul against Mountain Home here in the second quarter. So it is Jaden Gramlich at the free throw line. First shot is up and good. Lakin Moore and Libby Fossus coming back in for Mount Home, replacing Anna McCarn and Bailey Rittenberg. So Jaden Gramlich with one more free throw. We'll see where she can tie it back up. Free throw is up. No good. Gets one of two. Yonkers gets the rebound. 2 seconds. Is she going to get the shot off before the end of the half? No. But Mount Home will take a 1-point lead into the locker room.
You know, it's a This place is tough to play at. We talked
it
about
is.
Games here are always closer than what you think they should be, and Mountain Home weathered this storm here in this first half. We'll go in and make some adjustments, see if we can come out second half with some energy and extend this lead.
All right, so we'll start the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show when we come back. Our score at the break, Mountain Home leading Alma 31-30. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Use your smile to change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. North Arkansas Dental Group, formerly known as Coleman Family Dentistry, is a proud supporter of Mountain Home Bombers. A family-friendly dental office providing a state-of-the-art clinic, North Arkansas Dental Group is dedicated to you, your health, and especially your smile. Visit us at our new location at 2338 Highway 62 West or call